శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. టుడే ఇస్ 10th of January. The month of January, every day is the day of love, day of power, day of blessings, day of fortune, day of inspiration, the day of realization, the day of freedom, the day of self-respect. We are following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba, especially in the month of January. Every day we read, natural effort, natural intoxication, natural faith, natural love, everything in Brahma Baba, how natural it was. According to today's blessing, today's footstep, Brahma Baba's teachings that we follow. Following the footstep means how Brahma Baba moved on spiritual path. It is not that walking, it's not a literal walking, but it is spiritual walking and real walking. Means keeping the same focus, same vision, same attitude, same deep relationship with Baba, with head, with heart, and with hand and action, with practical action, which is called heart, head and hand. There is not any kind of consciousness of using your, no, sometimes Baba says, the efforts some children are making with 10 nails, means hand and feet. These are 5 fingers here and 5 nails here. 10 and 10 feet nail means walk, action, moving forward, doing action, but sometimes it feels efforts. But Brahma Baba's life was so natural. Brahma Baba certainly would have, when we hear Baba's story, how he actually had to face the difficult situation, challenges, but it did not feel effort. And so today, what Baba is seeing, become a natural yogi, easy yogi, Raj yogi, and you could see from today's Murli when you hear in detail, what Baba sees always in children. Seeing this gathering, when we see in an ordinary way, all human beings are effort maker. But which kind, in that effort as well, what Baba is watching. And when he sees the efforts, if there is effort, with great love he is inspiring, what should be the consciousness of making effort. In English, actually, this effort word really looks effort. And that's why some people don't like the word effort. But in fact, Brahma Baba did effort, but not in the consciousness of making effort. It was a Hindi word. It is known as Purusharath. Purusharath. Purush means the soul, and matter means body. Prakriti. Prakriti, this body, is called matter. And Purush is called soul. The soul is making, paying attention to bring this energy within the self for the sake, for attention, for care of whatever it is being in thoughts, word and action. It is meaningful in sense of soul. Purush, earth. Earth means meaning. Earth means wealth. Earth means intention. Earth means for the sake. With meaning, with the meaning and intention or consciousness of a soul, and then you do every work. So it will be so natural because the soul is doing for itself. The soul is staying in the consciousness what I have already in me. When we are soul conscious, then we are conscious what is in the soul. When we are body conscious, then we want what we don't have. But when I am a soul, then what I have, what I am. When I am body conscious, then I look what others are. When I am soul conscious, then I am checking attention on myself. So you look at the state of your own mind, you understand how your intellect thinks, understands, analyzes. Otherwise, you always think what is happening when people are thinking of the intelligence and wisdom, then they always say, this one does not have sense. It should be like this. In intellect, everyone can understand themselves better, clever, intelligent, sensible, mature, and other person doesn't understand anything. They see intellect more in them and weakness of understanding in others. And wealth, this person has so much wealth, why doesn't use it? Why is miser? I want more wealth. They want more wealth. See wealth more in others, wisdom in self. So difference between soul conscious vision and body conscious vision. In soul conscious vision, you always see the quality of the soul in others. And when you begin to see the quality of soul in others, you become filled with the qualities of others as well in yourself. All virtuous. All virtue does not mean 16 virtues, 32 virtues, 36 virtues. No, it's not a list. You can meet every thought connected is connected with the virtue. Every action connected with the virtue. Right? But it means to pick up virtue from everyone in every situation, in every circumstances. And this was Brahma Baba's title, Dattatrayi, means the one who picks up, had many gurus. In a physical way as well, in practical way, Brahma Baba actually adopted many gurus, keeping respect of everyone and giving same kind of love and care what he wanted to offer, his offering, his service, but learning more and more from everyone. But Baba says, he learned from everything. And we can see in Baba's Murli, snake is a poisonous creature. But what Baba speaks about it, about the snake, he says you should practice to step away from your body like a snake. He leaves his skin easily and slips away. But snake has poison. Baba is learning. My point is that on one side we see that anything, anyone can have many defects, many weaknesses. But to become a holy swan means from many weaknesses, each one must have one quality specially, which not necessary that is in you that quality up to same percentage on the same level like the other person has. So you pick up the virtue. Maybe you have, but you develop the virtue by picking up the virtue in others. So all virtuous. When we become all virtuous, we are actually becoming powerful to not be attacked by vices of others. Virtues protect you against the attack of vices of others. You become vice-less, vice-proof. For example, you have patience. Other person is impatient and angry. Your patience makes other person also. How long that person will continue to behave like this? You have the nature of let go, lightness. Not worry about it. Just loveful, merciful vision for that person. Now that person's behavior, it becomes natural, so detached, you become so detached from that. And eventually that person gives up because it doesn't have an effect on you. So obstacle proof, you become destroyer of obstacle by just taking this first step of picking up virtues, and this means pure heart, you holy swan, happy swan, you don't get disturbed by the way other people deal. So this is one kind of effort. But then reality of spirituality, purusharath, when I am really in the meaning of myself that I am a soul. So first aspect is that we make effort, but we make seeing the soul being a soul. But then when I become a soul and conscious of myself as a soul, and I am, what is soul? A pure soul, a peaceful soul, a loveful soul, a blissful soul. So I am meaningful. I understand the meaning of me as I understood the meaning of me as a body. meaning of me as a husband, meaning of me as a mother, meaning of me as a woman or man. We identify ourselves with that, because this is what I am. So we understand the meaning of being a human being, human. But when I'm being, it's meaningful being. That is called purusharth. Meaningful effort, not effort, but consciousness of whatever you are doing. You really, intention is good, aim is good, feeling is good, sharing is good, seeing is good. And this is why what we see, the meaning of spiritual effort. Spiritual purusharath, rohani purusharath. Baba says, it is a spiritual university. I come to teach the spiritual children. Spiritual father is teaching to the spiritual children. Have we understood the meaning of this? What is spirituality? Spirituality is the reality of my existence. Spirit, when I am soul conscious, in this living in this body, bodiless stage, incorporeal stage, seed stage, that is the spirit, means it's the angel of light. It is the point of light, the body of the soul. What is the body of the soul? The body of the soul is light. The body of the soul is light, then the mind of the soul will be also light. Because what is the body of the soul? A point of light. What is in the point of light? Just like in this body, I have organs. The soul also has organs. These organs are to function. So in soul conscious, I am expressing, experiencing how? Through this mouth I am speaking, through eyes I am seeing, with ear I am hearing. I am using these organs, but here body does not hear. So I, the soul, am using my spiritual organs, and spiritual organ is my mind, my intellect, my sanskaras. And so when I am soul conscious, then soul's organ of mind, how it will think? Reality would be positive thought, pure thought, powerful thought, loving thought. And then thoughts are expressed, the soul is expressing. So when I am in soul conscious, so naturally my thoughts, my words will be also filled with that meaning. Intellect is clean, clear, divine, paras, satopradhan, reality. It's real, but it is reality is on the highest level. And that reality is purity. Purity is reality. Spirituality becomes reality when it is reaches on its complete stage. Otherwise, it is on a speed, on a state of becoming. To be with the effort of becoming or a state of being, recomplete, accomplished, sampan, sampuran. It's filled with that qualities, filled with understanding, intellect, understand what I am thinking, what I have to do. So it means then with the eye of the mind, with the light of knowledge in the mind, when I am seeing what I would be seeing, you soul, myself a soul. And when I am seeing yourself a soul, you are light. Do I see darkness? So spirituality becomes reality, and that reality becomes natural, pure. Purity is then truth and reality. That is what it you are seeing in true consciousness, soul consciousness, pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness then begins to see only divinity, divine things, because it does not have that function of seeing some purity and divinity. Truth is only seeing, even if it is something wrong, this is seeing it is wrong, so it's all right, it doesn't belong to me. It is weak, then truth is I have to make it strong. So it would not take with the it would not think with the darkness, but would think with the light to make the wrong thing right. Wrong person will continue to say this is wrong, but would not make right. So it becomes internally divinity, means to give something, bestower. You don't become only correction, criticizing, compare. Well, that is again on the level you know reality, you know it is this is, but you are not influenced by that because you are keeping your vision elevated, divine. So spirituality is reality, reality is purity, purity is divinity, and divinity, deity, is royalty. Because you give, you do not beg. And when you reach that divine royal divinity and royalty, the moment the soul in spiritual consciousness, which is called real, if I translate again the word effort, soul conscious action of the soul, soul conscious actions of the soul, soul conscious expression of the soul, it means mind, intellect and sanskaras, all three are divine. So then you are a spiritual being, a real being of reality in you, that you are not body, but you are soul, and so you are natural, I'm a soul. You believe, you see it, you behave like this. You think in this way, behaving, so mind begins to behave, thinks, understand, expresses, that is the behavior of the soul. And so it becomes, because it is light and it is pure, it always sees divinity. That's why holy swan, picking up virtues, because it can see, recognizes only virtues. Other things it doesn't recognize. For example, the organ, my foot does not hear anything. My hand, it's like so big, no? And my eye, so small. This eye, so tiny, can see, but my big body cannot see. Body does not have the reality of seeing anything. But the soul has reality, the light. Light sees. So when I am seeing a light, I see what? I see only light. So God, the divine, the supreme being, whenever he sees us, he sees everything of what is the qualities of the soul, purity of the soul, sparkle of the soul, beauty of the soul, love in the soul. And that's why his royalty then see only royalty. And when he is royal, his royalty is then because he is giver, so he wants to uplift those who are not royal, Those who don't have, He wants to shower upon them blessings. He wants to shower upon them pure power. He wants, encourages them that remember what you are, reminds them of their self-respect. So because same, these are called the steps. If I want to make effort, if I want to be soul conscious and sit on the throne of soul consciousness, then spirituality, making it reality. Reality means truth. With pure consciousness, it's purity. Purity becoming divinity. I give that. I share it. I care about others. Concern is there, but with pure consciousness. Concern with pure consciousness means you care as a detached observer. Concern with body conscious, you care with worry. Concern to do something with self-respect. Care with body conscious with tension, with competition, with show I am better than you. See, intention is changed. Attitude is changed. So reality is not reality. Reality care is not a virtue. It became defect. So purusharth means natural effort. Easy nature has to understand the truth of the meaning of effort. It's not struggle. It's not fight. It is not anything of begging. It is not struggling. It is being the true as I am. Pure, there's no mixture of other matter. Doesn't matter. Anything is happening, doesn't matter. You defame me, you blame me, you disrespect me, I don't mind. Doesn't matter, don't mind. What is this? We have been using this word. Because matter matters it. My body conscious matter matters everything. And body conscious way of thinking, I become upset. I mind it. But in soul conscious, I mend it. If something has gone wrong, I can mend it because I am royal. I'm not dependent. I'm not beggar. So what is happening? Then divinity is coming in you that you give. And what you give, what you have. Not things from borrowed from somebody. What you have. What I have, godly inheritance. What I have, natural sanskaras, I'm child of God. What I have, I'm proud of, I'm Sun Dynasty soul. What I have, so I have this self-respect. I respect what is in self in me. When you try to destroy it, no, I protect it. I care it. So this is what is called self-respect. Does not mean I want respect. I value, I care, I honor, I'm proud. This is self-respect of my spiritual gift, wealth, inheritance that I have from God. So this is what it is. Baba says, I have come as a teacher to teach you, make you from human being into deity. So as a human, then first become being, then being becomes divine, then I am not a human anymore. A human being becomes deity, divine being. So divine makes me divine. So my own intellect, which had become stone, becomes paras, and the stone which was in me, iron was in me, with the divine intellect, I am making it to parasmani, I am making it to sparkle into divinity. With the divinity, it is sparkling and becoming divine. Giving blessing, giving love, giving respect, giving support, cooperation, time, attention, care. What are you giving? Divine virtues. Automatically you remain happy, you give him. And it becomes very natural because it is your giving becomes sanskaras. The giving means doing it. Giving means in action, interaction. So it becomes natural sanskar. And so this natural, then it is there. Something is natural, very easy. So today Baba is seeing this a very powerful royal gathering. Sparkling faces, shining forehead. And this is Vastav, in reality, spirituality that Baba is reminding us, making us aware of this. And with complete pure consciousness, there's no other intention. So with present time, if I still struggle of thinking whether I have or not, yeah, I will make effort. It should be like that. It should be like that. Baba says there's no time. This time is gone where you were struggling. This is the time either receive blessings or just emerge your qualities which are natural in you. Become very natural. And when it is natural, it, as soon as it gets the atmosphere, anything which has latent in it, as it takes the environment, it grows, it flourishes. And confluence age is the time, season. And this season Baba is showering. Baba is showering this all these powers and blessings. So think of your fortune. Think of the inheritance that Baba has given already. The self-respect will automatically emerge, and you feel that you are a dignified divine being, deity. So this is not struggle. It is great fortune of being Purusharathi with meaningful, not struggling. So spirituality is reality of soul consciousness. That reality of soul consciousness is divinity, because it's divine light. Divine being is making me divine. And when I'm divine, I'm not begging, I am not struggling. I am seated on the throne with my crown, with my tilak of awareness, with my personality of divinity, and that divinity is royalty. So spirituality, reality, purity, divinity, royalty, that is the dignified life of a Brahmin life, diamond life, gift from God. And so this new consciousness, new awareness of the new age, very old awareness and very new. So no struggle at all. Every kalpa we become divine being. I was, I will become that. Baba says no more time waste, because time is finishing. It's time to become complete. So time is becoming complete. Divine stage is waiting for us to reach. So become complete with all virtues, like Brahma Baba, all virtues, completely viceless, 16 celestial degree complete. But what discipline is? I stay, whatever action I do in soul consciousness. This is the first discipline. then we become Purushottam. No need for Purusharat, but Purushottam. Reward is Maryada. Say soul conscious Maryada, become Purushottam. Will be natural, divine. So this is today's Baba's Murli. When you hear, you will see the details and also Brahma Baba's footstep of becoming 16 celestial degrees complete. Om Shanti.